It's EV News Briefly for Friday 25th of February. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. Ford's CEO Jim Farley admitting to admiring two electric vehicle makers for different reasons. He said, I admire NIO and Tesla. He said they've been at this a long time. They engineer vehicles differently. Respectful of both, but particularly Tesla's profitability, making more than $10,000 in pure profit per car sold in their recent earnings. Mercedes-Benz next in the news, offering the first, actually, in the US to offer a Level 3 autonomy system. Most, as you know, lane keep assist type autopilot style stuff is Level 2. Mercedes-Benz going even better than that with their Drive Pilot system. This is, would be legally allowed, hands-off, eyes-off driving, so you can fiddle with your infotainment system or, if in an area allowed by law, even play with your smartphone. In Germany, they've already allowed Mercedes-Benz to do this on 8,200 miles of highway in the country, and CEO Ola Källenius saying we'll be doing the same with Drive Pilot in the USA. Now we'll talk about how a record-breaking trip in a VW ID4 has made the Guinness World Records books. Two gentlemen drove through 49 states over 97 days, 35,770 miles, stopping over 600 times and charging 200 times to drive their ID4 all around the US over about a three-month period. Stellantis, in the news yesterday, they were talking about a lot of their roadmap for EVs, and adding to that story, they gave some new details on the electrification strategy of Fiat and Abarth. They're both going to become pure BEV, that means battery electric vehicle brands, in Europe from 2027 onwards. So the DS brand goes pure EV, pure electric, in 2024, Lancia 26, Alfa Romeo 27, and Vauxhall Opel in 2028. Polestar will find partners for their next step of building EVs. Not satisfied with building cars that are zero emissions at the tailpipe, they want a truly zero carbon electric vehicle by 2030. And that means working with partners all the way back through the supply chain, back to the mine, in fact, to ensure that they're not just building cars that are zero emissions when you actually drive them, and not just buying credits or planting trees to try and offset it and say they're carbon neutral. No, actually ensuring their entire supply chain from 2030 is properly carbon neutral, so those cars can in no way be criticised. Now, China's first highway battery swap service for heavy-duty trucks got going 3 days ago. The service covers a 175-kilometre stretch of highway in China, battery swapping by CATL, saying that commercial trucking is ideal for these because many of the routes are fixed. It makes the cost of building the swap stations much cheaper, and it's not very complicated technology as well, they say, for these truck runs. Facebook's owner, Meta, have been charting the conversation around electric vehicles and say that while the conversations are up, there are still 42% looking at electric cars and talking about it on their Facebook platform, but many aren't ready to buy, which is why they suggest in this latest report that those that are communicating about electric vehicles need to remember to always talk about maintenance, costs, and safety, very pragmatic issues. Tesla's subscription offer, Premium Connectivity, is now available as a yearly offer at $99, as well as the usual monthly offer. That's good, about time they did that. And the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, opening a new probe, this time into why Elon Musk's brother, Kimball, and someone who he put on the board, sold over $100 million worth of stocks the day before Elon sent that tweet out about selling his 10% stake, which, of course, tanked the stock. Oh, dear, bad timing. That's CV News Briefly for today. See you tomorrow.